a bike shop opened last month near downtown Indianapolis. It's operated out of a garage and run by a dozen kids from the neighborhood. Some see it as a tool to fight the root causes of violence. Some see something bigger, a chance to empower young people by finding and using their untapped talents. WFYI's Drew Dodlin spent some time in the garage to find out how it got started. The story starts with Diamon Hargis from the nonprofit in charge of the shop.
We would sit out on the porch and watch all these kids do tricks on the bikes. It would be like just a big mass, like 20, 15 or 20 kids. I stopped them one day and they kind of looked at me strange, like, who is this old man want to ask us about bikes?
He stopped us and he asked us what we knew how to do about bikes. That's when he said, prove it. Then we proved it to him.
Asked him what y'all think about starting a business. And they're like, well, we'll come back and talk to you. 2 weeks later, they said, hey, were you serious about that bike shop?
Diamon Hargis was serious about the bike shop. It was open 1 week later. He started it through the nonprofit he works for, called The Learning Tree. He says they were confident because the idea came from an interest the kids already had. And some of them, like 14-year-old Alex Brown, are talented mechanics.
Yeah, I could do anything on a bike. Basically, I was little, then I just kept messing with them, then I figured stuff out.
When I was 10, I used to fix bikes in the neighborhood, in my backyard, like put inner tubes and tires on and fix their chains.
That's Jaden Holland, Alex's 14-year-old friend who works at the shop. 12 kids work here, ages 8 to 18. They come and go throughout the day, tinkering with old bike frames, helping each other out.
We sell bikes, repair bikes, tune-ups. Tune-ups are $100, which goes to pay a bike mechanic $35 for a tune-up. We're not too far from downtown. Harding is part of United Northwest neighborhood. Harding Street itself is the more lower income. I heard so many stories about entrepreneurs that I knew it was in the culture of people that lived around here. Just stories about people and opening up little shops on their garages.
On the day of the shop's grand opening, Chief of Police Brian Roach shows up. He got the police department to donate over 40 bikes that were going to be thrown away.
You probably won't find this in a paper that says, hey, how do you reduce violence in Indianapolis? Well, you start a bike shop with a bunch of kids, but that's exactly what you do. They're looking for something to do, right? And to be engaged in something.
It's better for you to have to be in the streets. You need a job. You need a job when you're, like, my age. I've seen, like, people my age smoke weed, have guns, and they don't have jobs. We started off in a garage, and we're making our way up, and we're showing how to get people off the streets in a black neighborhood. That's why I care about it.
Like Jaden, some kids told me they're working at the shop to stay out of trouble, but most of them say they're there to make money. I asked one of the youngest workers, the 10-year-old Floyd, how much he's going to make.
I think $4,000.
You're going to make $4,000?
Yeah.
Floyd, unfortunately, won't make that much. But the kids are making more than they would at a typical summer job, and their pay is based on the hours they work. Diamon says there's an important lesson here.
Money. When I was growing up, because I grew up low income, people didn't want to talk to me about money.
You know what consignment means? You want to know what it means? You should. So consignment is when somebody brings a piece of merchandise there and we sell it for them and we take a percentage of it. So we'll have merchandise and we'll still have money. So it's people contributing to our business, really. So that's how you should explain it. All right. You got your talk ready for tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
The other thing is soft skills, how to approach a person, how to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Sir, I'd like to tell you what the cost is. I'll give you a call back and follow through with that.
What's up? If you don't have your inner tube, it's 10. If you do have yours, it's 5.
One of the things that happens in the low-income part of the neighborhood, we forget what gifts and talents are there. So we don't invest enough money and social ties into that area.
While Diamon and I talk inside the house, Jaden comes in, taking a break from the garage.
A lot of adults stop by, right?
Yeah.
What did they say to you?
They asked about how we fix our bikes and how much are the, to get their tires fixed, their inner tubes and stuff, and patch-ups. And they asked about how can they help us raise money for our bike shop. and they donate stuff sometimes. Like,
how does
bikes.
That feel, Jayden? How does that feel for you?
That feels great to me, for people to actually stop by and buy bikes and donate. Feels good.
What I like about young people, they dream. You know, they have imagination. That gives you energy. It's life-giving and not life-taking.
When the bike shop get hired and we get our own shop, he's going to be running it.
He's the CEO.
Is that true?
Yep.
So how big do you want it to get?
Worldwide, yeah. Going to have different shops all around the world.
And how you going to do that?
Just keep working hard.